I have to tell you, we have some very special programming coming up for you on Friday, which is tomorrow. We have been under attack here at KSFO Radio, and the situation has become very dire. We're going to explain what the attack is, who the attackers are, and what we plan to do about it. This is something that you don't want to miss. It is something that has been quite disturbing to us at a number of levels, but we are prepared to fight back against people who are trying to get us fired here at KSFO Radio and who are trying to deprive us of a livelihood and who are trying to deprive us of our free speech rights. There is a very, very serious story, folks, that we need to tell you about. We had hoped never to have this discussion on the air, that a crank with a keyboard would simply go away. But clearly, he has been joined by some very dangerous and frightening fringe left groups in this country and have tried to portray KSFO as a big corporate giant stomping on their rights to free speech, when in fact just the opposite is true. In the San Francisco Chronicle today, there is a big article about this written by Joe Garofoli. The headline on page A2 is "Trying to Censor Blogger. Owner of conservative radio station KSFO Demands Liberal Critic Quit Using Audio Clips." Let me just sum this up for you. There is a liberal left-wing kook by the name of Spocko's Brain, who is a Star Trek fan and refuses to identify himself publicly and just cowers in anonymity. I think he's just a chicken bleep because he won't come forward with his own name. Of course, he attacks us as hate radio, as hate mongers, as spewer of violent rhetoric. Well, I have to tell you that what he has done is take a lot of our old comments from audio from our radio station, which is copyrighted. They're old, lacking in context, and in some cases, just outright lies. He's put these audio cuts up on his little tiny website, and then he's contacted all of our advertisers and asked them to quit advertising with us, and then you know, keeps pushing these audio clips, which are out of context, old, or in some cases just outright lies, as I said. We have had a couple of folks who have canceled on us, but we've had other new advertisers coming online, so his efforts have been futile. But he thinks that he is a very powerful individual now, and he's had his stalker friends on the internet join with him, including a man by the name of Mike Stark, who actually stalked Senator Allen, Senator George Allen's campaign. And this is all going through Media Matters, being coordinated through, as a strike against us through Media Matters. And by us, I mean Lee Rogers, I mean myself, I mean Officer Vic, and I mean Brian Sussman. I'm not going to get into any more details about this other than to say that tomorrow at noon, we are going to do something that we have never done here at KSFO. We are going to bust out of our regular format. We are going to drop Dr. Laura programming at 12 noon tomorrow, and we are all going to go on live for 3 hours or however long it takes to answer all the questions. We are going to invite people to call us on the phones at 808-5600. We're going to invite the media to participate or watch, either participate via our computer stream or to be involved by watching us here in the studio. We were also hit by a very unfair, liberal, and biased KPIX television so-called news report that aired 2 nights ago. It was
and last night as well.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, they ran a follow-up.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
What did they say?
It was pretty much the same as the first night.
Did they? Really? Because nobody actually contacted me on the first one or the second one. Did they run my audio cuts again?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So I'm allowed to be slandered by a lot of people, mm-hmm. but nobody is, they're not going to ask my side of the story.
Oh, certainly not.
Yeah. Fine. We are going to invite the public, as well as the media, as well as bloggers, to participate in this. And it's going to come up tomorrow at 12 o'clock. It'll be Lee Rogers, myself, Officer Beck, Brian Sussman, and we're going to respond. We're going to hit back against those people who are trying to silence us and take away our free speech rights, get us fired, thrown off the air, because they don't like what we have to say. Basically, that's the bottom line.
Free speech only goes one way.
And it only goes the way for the left. And of course, they lie and try to make this an issue about themselves and about their free speech rights, which is just absolutely a crock of BS.
I feel like I've been crumbled by an entire corporate weight. Where's the tissues?
That's a fairly decent imitation of a bunch of creepy liberal...
It's a general impression. Yeah. It's not anyone specific. It's just kind of a general impression of a certain aspect of humanity. That's
okay. All I have to say is beam me up, Scotty.